There is a machokes rishonim bizman hazeh on whether sfiras haomer is daoraisa or derabanan, does it retain its biblical character? Well, now that we no longer have a temple and not bringing the carbon omer, so it falls to a mitzvah derabanan, perhaps a zecho lamikdash. So that's a machokes. The Rambam holds its min haTorah today, and the Bali Tosfos and the Ran say that it's only derabanan today. So, and we explain the issue behind the machokes, the different shittos, Rabbeinu Yerucham, the difference perhaps between days and weeks, and the count of the svardim. But so the shaila is my nafkamina. What's the practical difference if sfiras haomer is daraisa or derabanan? The bottom line, I have to count. I'm a zealous Jew, whether it's a mitzvah derabanan, a mitzvah daraisa, a minhag, I'm going to do it. Minhag Yisrael. So what do I need to know whether sfiras haomer is daraisa or derabanan? So perhaps the nafkamina is as follows. How early is one permitted to count svira? So we'll see the first, how early does one count svira? So we have a general rule. We know what we have general zmanim. Up until shkia is vadayom, ben hashmasha is a suffik yom, suffik laila, and Tzeitza Chachavim is nightfall. So, generally speaking, so, if there's a mitzvah, if we know it's Vadayom, so if you have a mitzvah during the day, you do it during the day. A mitzvah at night, you do it at nightfall. The shaila is, what about ben hashmashas? The time period in between sunset and nightfall is twilight. In halacha, it's suffik yom, suffik laila. So, what happens if I counted svira during that time? And then perhaps, that's one shaila. And even if I say it's okay, is it a lechatchila? Is it preferable or should I wait until night? So the first issue is, according to the Rambam, that sfiras haomer is daraisa. So it seems to be suffik daraisa lechumra. You're not yotzei, and one would have to wait until nightfall to count. According to Tosis and the Ran, that it's derabanan, so suffik derabanan lekula. It could be anyway that, let's see, even according to the Rambam, if a person counted during ben hashmashas and then forgot to count later on that night, even that person can't continue counting with the bracha because we have a classic sveka. Maybe one suffix is maybe ben hashmashas is nighttime. And even if it's not, maybe we pass it every day as an independent mitzvah. So when I see you, you'll be able to continue counting anyway. But I'm not asking, well, can you continue counting with the bracha? I'm saying, what about count at that point when you count? Again, counting according to the Rambam, you're not sure if you were yotze that night, but maybe you could continue counting the next day. So the Rambam would say, you have to wait, until nighttime because Savik Daraisa Uchumra. And Pashas, according to Tosis in the Ran, Savik Darabanan Lakua, if you counted during Ben HaShemashas, it's a go. So the question is that a Lechatchila or a Bidiyevah? When we say Savik Darabanan Lakua, are we saying post-facto? Really, you should wait until nighttime. But if you did it in the Ben HaShemashas, it's okay. Or they say, no, Lechatchila, you should do it. So this seems to be a Machokas Tosis in the Ran. Tosis actually says it by Sfiras HaOmer. And perhaps maybe by Sfiras HaOmer makes sense because it's a different issue because the Torah says Tamimus Tiyena. So the simple pshat in Tamimus Tiyena means that we start the mitzvah at night. Some mitzvahs begin during the day, like lulav, shofar. So why do we count Sfira at night? Because we want a full 24 hours, as close to a 24-hour count as possible. So Tosus quotes an opinion that you should dafka start at the beginning, right at Ben HaShemashas, because then you get the full 24, 25 hours in. So according to Tosas, at least by Sfiras HaOmer, he seems to say that it's a lechatchila. It's preferable. This is the best possible practice. Count at Ben Hashmashas. And the Ran says, no. In general, Savek Durabanan Lokula is only Durabanan. It's only B'diyevet. How do we know? Because there's a famous Ran in Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara talks about, in the name of Rav Nachman, I believe, about reclining on the four cups. So Rav Nachman definitely said to recline on cup, but he only said to recline on two. But the students had a machlokas with the first two or the last two. So the Gemara says, "Idi bayase, but recline on all four." So the Ran asks, "What are you talking about? Savik drabanan lakula. So why am I reclining on all four?" So the second answer of the Ran is the answer that we don't say Savek Drabanan Lakula, but Makam Tarte Desasi. In other words, if I come to the first two cups, it's the Safek Ashoka. I can't pick any two over the other two. So when I come to the first two cups, I'll say Savek Drabanan Lakula, I won't recline. I come to the last two cups, I'll say Savek Drabanan Lakula, and then I'll end up not reclining. That's definitely wrong. However, the first answer the Ron gives, which the Mishnah Berurah loves, is Enoch Enambi, Savek Drabanan Lakula. You'd be Yotze, but if there's no Tircha, there's no reason you shouldn't do. You might as well cover it. In other words, implying from the Ran, that seems to be a bit the Yevet. Really, you should always not try to get yourself into a Safek Rabbanan Lakula. If you do post facto, you Yotze, but L'chatchila, you should always try to do it at the proper time. So it comes out. So according to the Rambam, you're not Yotze. According to Tosis and the Ran, you Yotze. The question is it lechatchila? Now, what's the nekudas ha-machokas, whether it's lechatchila or not? So perhaps it gets into the fundamental issue. How do we view savek daraisa lechumra? In other words, let's say you walk into a supermarket, to the kosher meat section, and you see a 50% off sale. Wow, 50% off. And you look at the fine print and it says, you know what? Savek daraisa l'chumra. I'm not sure. Some of the treif meat got mixed in with the kosher meat. We're not sure which one. So we'll give you a good deal. So a person walks by, wow, he just had a good workout. He's exhausted. He's starving. He's feeling lucky. And he says, what the heck? I'll go for it. He takes the meat, puts on the barbecue and eats it. Of course, it tastes good at the time, but then he regrets it. I'd may have a yes room. So finally, 120 goes up. He waiting online. He can't wait. He calls the Malach over and says, tell me, on April 18th, was that meat treif or not? So the angel says, your lucky day. You guessed right. It was kosher. So he feels so relieved. And then when he walks into with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have the scales and he puts that piece of kosher meat on the treif scales. He says, God, what are you doing? I spoke to the angel. He told me already it's kosher. No, he says, let me tell you what I'm doing. No. When the lacha says, Savek daraisa l'chumra, it's not, it might have generated from a suffix, but it's betores vadai. You 100% can't eat. If you eat it, it's usted. It's like Savek darabanan lakula. Could be once the rabbi, in other words, once the rabbi said Savek darabanan lakula on this piece of meat, so it's betores vadai, you can eat it, even if it turns out to be treif. So therefore, we see, so some say Savek daraisa l'chumra is betores vadai, or kind of, as opposed to betores safek. I kind of like we have a machokes, is a shach, and others by a svek sveka. So let's say, could I rely on a svek sveka l'chadchila, or do I have to be mevarer? So again, it's a whole discussion. Some want to say maybe there's a no to be huda. Maybe if you can mevarer both, if you can only mevarer, but why not? But some say there's a shach in the Ramah about a broken bone. So even if you can mevarer, you don't have to. Svek sveka is lechadchila. Others say no. So what's in the kud? And the kud is when I say svek sveka is mutter. Is it now I'm saying it betores vadai or no? I'm just going with the odds. It's just 66% chance it's good, only 33% no good. So therefore, it's b'di'evid, but if you want, you can rely on it. So that seems to be the issue. Tosis goes, Savik Darabanan Lakula seems to be b'toris vade, at least by Tamimus. And Duran writes, then no, it's only b'di'evid, so therefore if you count it during B'nai Shemesh HaShiyotze, it's best to wait. So it seems to be three shitas. According to the Rambam, you count B'nai Shemesh, it's no good, period. According to Tosis and Duran, it's good. According to Tosis, L'chadchilo, you should count B'nai Shemesh. According to the Duran, it's only b'di'evid. So perhaps we can make shalom between, or at least minimize the difference between Tosis and Duran. So it's true. So let's assume we go with Duran that Tzavik Darabanan Lakula, and therefore you should wait until nighttime. However, we seem to paskin that, and Duran does, that Sfiras Omer is only Darabanan today. So therefore, there are many shitas when nightfall is, whether it's Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes, or maybe it's not 72 minutes, or it's 42. We know by Dinim Derabanan, like Hanukkah, when the fast is over, so we go with this, the Gross 8, like in Eretz Yisrael 13 and a half minutes, perhaps 18. So therefore, if you want to follow the Ramlet Chachila, so perhaps you could just find the earliest man, or one of the earliest manim of nightfall that we wouldn't rely on for Shabbos, but for counting Sfira, and then we could say, even according to the Ran, it would be L'chadchilah. That depends how many, that depends, you know, what Shita you accept as an early Shita for other mitzvahs, Durabanan, to be considered Laila. Therefore, it comes out that the Nafkamina is, how early could you count? So according to Tosis, L'chadchilah, right after Shkia, in order to get a Tamimus. The Ran is, if you count, then it's good, but you should wait until nightfall. And the Rambam, there's no choice. You have to wait until nightfall because Safek Daraisa Lechum, and the Rambam Paskin Shiras Omer is Daraisa today.